Ivan, as you're well aware, there was an investigation that was going on for the last few months, and it was a Section 59 investigation panel. That was what it was called. It was convened by the Council of Medical Schemes, and it was looking into something quite important: alleged racial profiling by medical aid schemes. You may remember we had this conversation quite extensively on the show, and many people called in, people who worked for health practitioners, people who were health practitioners, saying, I'm black, you know, I fall under the broad definition, I'm colored, I'm Indian, I'm African, and I find that I am discriminated against because of it. And the panel was chaired by Advocate Thembeka Ngwayidobi, and it's essentially investigated these allegations by medical practitioners and members of the National Healthcare Professionals Association that they were being unfairly treated and that their claims were being withheld by medical aid schemes based on the color of their skin or their ethnicity. So let's bring Advocate Ngwayidobi into the conversation. Advocate, good evening, and thank you very much for making yourself available this evening. Would you please just briefly talk us through your findings?
Hi, good evening. No, we haven't made findings yet. The findings are yet to come.
All right.
Where we are with the process, we have finalized what I can call the first three stages of the inquiry. We're left with one final stage. And what I mean by that is we've had written representations by members of the public, medical practitioners, and schemes. We've also been conducting in-depth investigations on a bilateral basis, and then we've also been calling experts. So today we called one of the experts, Dr. Zayed Kimi.
Yes.
It is his findings that were presented, but his findings will serve alongside a variety of other testimonies that we have to evaluate. So I have to make that clear.
Right.
So if you had findings today, it was not the panel's findings,
right,
but the findings of Dr. Kimi.
Right.
I can talk you through his findings.
Yes, won't you briefly? I mean, he looked at a question about the explicit use of racial categories and geographic information, asking if there's any evidence that race or any obvious proxy for race is used to identify these potential cases.
Yes, so what he did, he looked at two questions. The first question, upon our request, of course, was whether or not there is an explicit use of race in the methodology and in the systems that are used by medical schemes to collect data. You would remember that this inquiry stems from complaints by black doctors primarily saying the procedure under Section 59 where they are being investigated is abused and that black doctors are specifically targeted. So he answered two questions. One, is there an explicit or alternatively you can call it intentional targeting of black doctors? The second was, even on the assumption that there is nothing explicit, do the outcomes of the investigation show a pattern of racial bias? On question one, he came to the conclusion that he cannot find anything that is explicit in relation to racial profiling. In other words, where the schemes say, let's go out and deliberately target black doctors.
Yes.
But on the second question, which was, do the outcomes reflect racial bias? He came to the conclusion that overwhelmingly on three areas, one, according to race, it's clear that there is a racially biased outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, in relation to all the major schemes that he looked into, which was Discovery, Med Scheme, and as well as GEMS, that his findings out of an examination of data over a period of 7 years is that it produces racially biased outcomes and discriminates against black practitioners. And then in addition to looking at the period of the years, he also looked per discipline. And so he was able to drill down into the discipline and say, if you subdivide the medical categories to discipline, you look at, social work, or you look at physiotherapy, or you look at psychology, even there is a clear pattern of racial bias in the outcomes, even if those are not intentional, but the outcomes are clearly racially biased. So those are the findings that were being presented today.
Right, right. I mean, he asks a really pivotal question. He says, is it possible to construct a racial classification of PCNS data using only the surname of the practitioner? So in other words, you know, is that ever used as a marker of what race or ethnicity this doctor is?
Yeah. So ordinarily, what the schemes have argued is that what they have are these, what do they call the numbers. So they just have a raw number. But he's able to show that the numbers are attached to surnames because the ultimate data that is used by the Board of Health funders, which is also sourced from the Council for Medical Schemes, has data that is relevant in assessing the race. So it's not as if the schemes are operating in an environment where there is completely no access to any data that could be an indicator of race. And in this case, he said the closest, most approximate methodology to follow in order to look at these outcomes is to use the surname of each doctor. But even with those usage of the surnames of each doctor, where the surnames are ambiguous, he allocated those as non-black. And he was trying to draw what he called the most conservative estimate. And the two surname categories that he said were manifest were African surnames and Indian and Muslim surnames. He says those are peculiar to South Africa. And so if you have a surname that is ambiguous, say, for instance, let's say Cronier, it could be colored or it could be white. So he would allocate that as white.
Right.
So that the data that he ultimately worked on was the data that is most conservative. But even in that data that is most conservative, it shows across all of the three major schemes that black practitioners by far are most likely to be the target of investigation when it comes to fraud, waste, and abuse. And that calls for an explanation from those people administering the Section 59 power.
Right. So I know that his report is going to be made available to the medical aid schemes in question. What's the next step in your probe, Advocate?
Yes, the next big step now is for us to allow the medical schemes to go through the findings, because they're quite significant findings of Dr. Kimi, to digest them, and then to provide us with their own written responses, and then to come and present those responses orally. The other possibility, of course, is that when they compile their own written responses, they will redo the test in order to test their robustness and their reliability. And if they believe that the methodology that he followed was inaccurate, or if they believe that the outcomes he concluded, even if the methodology was correct, was inaccurate, they must present those. So that is the next big step that we are moving into. So and that will be the final step in the process. We are going to be hearing from the scheme. We will then close the inquiry and proceed to write our report.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening, Advocate Thembeka Ngokayi Dobie.